At 6:30, it is partly clear, 59 degrees. Good morning, I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. The Tulsa Route 66 Commission wants to take a formal, comprehensive look at the highway's potential in Tulsa. The commission recommends a study that looks at things like the current and potential tourism, development, and redevelopment opportunities, as well as land use. Commission member and Tulsa City Councilor Blake Ewing says some big projects are already in the works.
We're going to have a bus rapid transit line. We know we've got some infill development opportunity. Let's just get it all down on paper and create a game plan for how Route 66 develops as we go down the line.
Ewing estimates the cost of the study could run as much as $100,000. Republicans pick Brian O'Hara to be the replacement for Dan Newberry. O'Hara has to first get by Democrat Allison Ike Freeman. In November, Newberry resigned to take a job in the banking industry. Meanwhile, another state senator, this one from the Woodward area, resigns.
Republican State Senator Bryce Marlatt of Woodward was booked on one felony count of sexual battery. He was released on a $5,000 bond. Marlatt was charged after an Uber driver told police he groped her after she picked him up from an Oklahoma City restaurant in June. And charges also were filed against a former staffer for Governor Mary Fallon after authorities say he was investigated on allegations he took a photo up a woman's skirt at the state capitol. Travis Goss Brower faces charges of offering false or fraudulent evidence, a felony, and a misdemeanor charge of destruction of evidence. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
Here in Tulsa, a 10-month-old child is reportedly brain dead. Police are holding 37-year-old Ezekiel Hattathy. He and the child's mother told police the child fell off a motel bed. A woman is dead this morning, and police are holding a man in custody. This happened about 3 o'clock this morning, just west of the downtown area along Charles Page Boulevard. Tulsans interested in electric vehicles will want to visit the Guthrie Green today.
Tulsa's first Drive Electric Week event from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. will offer up-close looks and even test drives of cars like the BMW i3, Chevy Bolt, and Toyota Prius Prime. Incog Energy Programs Coordinator Adrian Jeans says the benefits of electric vehicles aren't just environmental.
Many types of EVs are built and manufactured and designed all in the United States, and the energy is produced here in the United States, so it's a great source of economic activity.
For those worried about electric vehicles' range, not only have they improved, but Tulsa's charging network also continues to expand. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.
Our weather forecast and ozone alert. The air quality will be moderate in Tulsa today. Sunny, a high of 87. Tonight, clear down to 60 for a low. Right now, partly clear and 59. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.